Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A man who sat on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council and violated fishing regulations while a member has been sentenced to 5 months in federal prison. Arnie Fugelvog was sentenced yesterday by U.S. District Court Judge H. Russell Holland, who said the real crime committee was not monetary, but to the reputation of the agency responsible for regulating fishing. In addition, Fugelvog will have to pay a $50,000 fine and pay $100,000 to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. That money will be used to improve fish habitat in the Gulf of Alaska. In a tearful statement to the court, Fugelvog expressed remorse for his actions and said he had no excuse for violating the regulations. Fugelvog was also a former fisheries aide for U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski. An April sentencing planned for a Juneau couple who used to manage the airport mini mall and apartments and then were charged with theft. 67-year-old Cheryl Hansen and 63-year-old Paul Hansen changed their pleas to guilty to reduced charges of second-degree theft in Juneau Superior Court on Monday. That charge carries a maximum of 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. For first-time offenders like the Hansons, with an aggravating factor as a most serious offense, the presumptive term is as much as 2 years, and that will likely all be suspended with no time to serve. Hansons may also be put on probation for 3 years in order to pay restitution, and that may be determined during the April 5th sentencing. Cheryl and Paul Hansen did not say anything in court aside from entering their pleas and answering routine questions from Juneau Superior Court Luis Menendez about whether they understood the process. Assistant District Attorney Amy Williams says owners of the mall discovered a total of nearly $69,000 in rent deposits were discovered missing after the Hansons left employment in June of 2010.
Ledgers of the organization showed that beginning in about November of 2009, the amounts deposited were slightly less than the amounts collected, and that number increasingly grew from November of 2009 through May and June of 2010 when there were no deposits made at all. So there was a slight decreasing of deposits until finally those deposits dried up altogether.
Cheryl Hansen said outside the courtroom afterward that they really didn't know how they'd pay the money back since they're on Social Security and disability. The Hansons started work as managers of the airport mini mall and apartments in 2001 with Cheryl Hansen as bookkeeper and Paul Hansen doing maintenance. And Juneau school kids will get spring break next year. The school board voted last night to keep the week-long March break. Public comments have been overwhelmingly against adopting a school calendar that would have done away with a vacation. Spring break comes just before standardized tests are taken, and some school district officials said students could use the additional 25 hours of instruction. That proposal also had school getting out a week earlier. But the gold medal basketball tournament also happens during spring break usually, and it's played at Juneau Douglas High School. And if school is in session, then PE classes would have to be canceled, and a large number of students are usually absent during the week-long tournament anyway. Weather forecast calls for a slight chance of rain this afternoon, should get up to about 40 degrees.